Test 8, Part 4. You will hear an interview about adventure sports. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4. Most people start with walking, I believe. Although, strictly speaking, it's not an adventure sport, but it's what gets most people out of doors. Indeed, the great thing about walking in Britain is the endless variety, from an easy stroll to a country pub to an energetic walk up a high peak. If you want to take up walking, you can start with a few short circular walks and then move on to longer and more demanding walks.
I've heard a lot about scrambling. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Scrambling is a cross between walking and climbing. Scrambles are graded according to difficulty, and on the harder ones, which are close to rock climbing, it's best to go with an expert.
Which brings us on to climbing. Have you ever been climbing, Niall?
I had a day's lesson with a mountaineer in Scotland, and it was really scary, but it was also really exciting. But my favourite adventure sport is mountain biking. If you can get used to the saddle, you can cycle across Britain. However, unlike in the USA, where there are special cycling paths, in Britain most of the paths are the same as for walkers, which is not ideal.
Scuba diving is my personal favourite.
Yes, scuba diving opens up a whole new world. Actually, most people think that swimming underwater must be very difficult, but with good tuition, you can pick it up in no time at all.
And how about skydiving? Surely that sort of thing is only for people who are either extremely brave or plain mad.
Or a little bit of both. Having said that, you'd be amazed to hear how many people go in for this sort of thing these days. You see, only 6 hours of training will give you enough background to make the first jump.
You have to be joking.
No, I'm not. The last sport I'm going to talk about today is canoeing, which certainly requires a few more hours of training and can be quite dangerous if you're not careful. There are some terrible bits of water where the real canoeing experts go, but beginners can start in gentler waters and build up. There's one stretch in Wales that was designed for the World Championships with a dam release, so that the water runs through at pre-arranged times. You can phone up and find out when it's a full release or a quarter release, so you can choose your times according to difficulty. Now you'll hear Part 4 again. Most people start with walking, I believe. Although, strictly speaking, it's not an adventure sport, but it's what gets most people out of doors. Indeed, the great thing about walking in Britain is the endless variety, from an easy stroll to a country pub to an energetic walk up a high peak. If you want to take up walking, you can start with a few short circular walks and then move on to longer and more demanding walks.
I've heard a lot about scrambling. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Scrambling is a cross between walking and climbing. Scrambles are graded according to difficulty, and on the harder ones, which are close to rock climbing, it's best to go with an expert.
Which brings us on to climbing. Have you ever been climbing, Niall?
I had a day's lesson with a mountaineer in Scotland, and it was really scary, but it was also really exciting. But my favourite adventure sport is mountain biking. If you can get used to the saddle, you can cycle across Britain. However, unlike in the USA, where there are special cycling paths, in Britain most of the paths are the same as for walkers, which is not ideal.
Scuba diving is my personal favourite.
Yes, scuba diving opens up a whole new world. Actually, most people think that swimming underwater must be very difficult, but with good tuition, you can pick it up in no time at all.
And how about skydiving? Surely that sort of thing is only for people who are either extremely brave or plain mad.
Or a little bit of both. Having said that, you'd be amazed to hear how many people go in for this sort of thing these days. You see, only 6 hours of training will give you enough background to make the first jump.
You have to be joking.
No, I'm not. The last sport I'm going to talk about today is canoeing, which certainly requires a few more hours of training and can be quite dangerous if you're not careful. There are some terrible bits of water where the real canoeing experts go, but beginners can start in gentler waters and build up. There's one stretch in Wales that was designed for the World Championships with a dam release so that the water runs through at pre-arranged times. You can phone up and find out when it's a full release or a quarter release, so you can choose your times according to difficulty. That's the end of part 4. This is the end of the test. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.